out for a time. Visit the others in their nests nearby. I can manage it. What of you, though? You will be leaving your human hive behind, and your family.
I will. I think achingly of how Dee is going to take it. She won't be happy. But Amy will be there for her, and Andrea, and even Mara. We're needed more here, I think.
I think so, too. It is settled, then.
I nod and turn to face Azar and Melina. Let's talk. Epilogue. Gwen. I lie on the concrete with Vaughn's human form curled around me, on our makeshift bed in the skyscraper next to Claudia's. We talk for a while longer with Azar and Melina before returning to Claudia, Amy, Emma, and Sasha to tell them the news. The others weren't happy. Emma thinks we're being tricked. Sasha is openly skeptical of anything coming through the rift, and Amy just squeezes my hand. Only Claudia agrees with us. She has been having bad dreams, she confesses, of dark things coming through the rift and thought they meant nothing.
At the time, I thought they were pregnancy dreams, she admits.
Now I worry they mean something more. After that, the tone of the group changes. If our world is changing again, we need to be ready. We discuss how to handle working with Azar and Melina's situation. We set up plans to meet weekly for myself, Sasha, and Claudia. Amy will be returning to Fort Shreveport. Emma wants to retreat farther away to get Zor out of Azar's grasp, and nothing will change her mind. She agrees to settle close to the old city of Tyler, halfway between Shreveport and Dallas. If there is danger to either fort, it will be easier to communicate with Emma and Zor in between the most far-flung cities. It's settled, for better or for worse. Vaughn and I will be liaisons between the forces of good and the big bad evil. It's not something I ever thought I'd end up doing, but here we are. Tomorrow we go back to Fort Dallas and start our new life there, in the epicenter of all our troubles. Vaughn's grip tightens around my waist and he kisses the side of my neck.
You worry?
I think there's always some worry, I admit. Worry there's something we're overlooking. Worry that I'm going to be putting you into danger.
I share the same worry. How can I not?
He brushes my hair aside and continues to kiss down my shoulder, the caress as wonderful as it is welcome.
We risk much, but if what he says is truth, we cannot turn a blind eye to it.
No, you're right. I think of Claudia and her dreams, and that worries me. Part of me had been hoping that Azar was full of shit, that we'd come back and the others would tell us we'd been snowed. Instead, Claudia went very pale and Kyle had gone to her side to hold her. That told me everything I needed to know. Even if this is dangerous, we can do more good at the center of things than safely in Fort Shreveport.
We are needed,
Vaughn agrees. I turn in his embrace until we're facing each other, and I wrap my arms around his neck. I press my forehead to his and close my eyes. This might mean putting us on hold, our plans. I know we talked about babies and a nest of our own, but I didn't quite imagine it to be in a fort run by a Silurian.
Then we wait a few months, or a few years. I told you that I am happy as long as I am at your side, Gwen. Nothing else matters.
His lips lightly brush against mine in a feathered, delicate kiss.
I already lost one world. I do not wish to lose another, especially not if it has you in it. I do not like the thought of other creatures invading our home world, because this is now my home. I want it to be safe for you and for the young we will have someday.
He strokes the hair back from my face and presses a kiss to the tip of my nose.
But I am with you. We will take this one day at a time. And if we cannot save the world, perhaps we can save a few Draconi in it. Or save the other human female. Or the humans that live at the fort and do not realize what a Silurian is capable of. I do. I know his tricks, and so we are well-armed against anything he should try.
He kisses my brow.
And if you need to free my mind once more, you can simply send me mental images of your mouth on my cock, as you did earlier.
I giggle aloud. You remember that, huh?
It is seared into my brain as nothing else other than your name and your scent. I would know those in my soul.
The breath catches in my throat. I love you so much. Please tell me we are doing the right thing.
We are. Do not doubt yourself. I am with you every step of the way.
I sense the truth of it in his thoughts, and it makes me feel better. Vaughn will be at my side, supporting me no matter what. We're a team, and I never have to tackle anything alone ever again. I love him so very much, and I want to show him. I open my eyes and send another mental image to him of me sucking on his cock, even as I push on his shoulder. Lie back for me, Vaughn.
You wish to do this?
His eyes smolder with heat. More than anything. I sit up naked. We haven't had sex yet tonight, but I'm unclothed because it's the coolest in the hot, sticky weather. And right now, it's perfect for the mood I'm in. No clothes to mess with, no delay, just me and my man. I move my hands to my breasts and tease the dark, sensitive tips. The sooner you lie back, the sooner my mouth is on you, I tell him. He growls low in his throat, a flash of white fang showing before he eases backward. His eyes are such a deep gold that they look orange. I love it, and my pussy clenches at the sight.
Come and put your cunt over my mouth,
he demands.
I want to taste you.
I moan because the visual he sends of that along with his words is stunning. But it's my turn to play, and I'm determined to blow his mind first. My turn, I tell him, and put a hand on his stomach, as if I can somehow keep him down. His shaft rises from his lap, hard and erect, and I reach for him, my mouth watering. The last time I touched him, he was far too hot for me to do what I wanted, and I touch the tip of my tongue to the head of his shaft, licking at the pre-cum that beads there. Vaughn's breath hisses between his fangs. I gasp in surprise. He tastes spicy and almost sweet, like cinnamon. Oh, you are going to have a hard time keeping me off of this now, I tell him, working his shaft with a squeeze of my hand. He grips the inside of my thigh, then tugs me toward him.
Take as much of me as you want, but I am going to take of you as well.
And before I can ask, he's dragging my body over him until my hips are in his face and my thighs frame his neck. His breath fans over my folds, and the anticipation makes my toes curl.
So wet. Your cunt is full of honey already.
He slides a thick finger into my core, and I cry out with how good it feels.
Lower your hips for me, my Gwen. I would taste all of you.
I don't do as he says, though. I wiggle over him, enjoying his groan even as I grip his shaft and tongue the head of it once more. That spicy, sweet taste bursts on my tongue again, and I suddenly can't get enough of him. Moaning, I lick him like I did in my mental images to him, nuzzling first at the base of his hard shaft, and then dragging my tongue all the way up to the head, before putting it between my lips and sucking as if he's candy. With a ferocious growl, Vaughn pulls his finger from my body and hauls my hips down against his mouth. His tongue moves over my folds furiously, as if he can no longer contain himself. I cry out and rock against each swoop of his tongue, unable to resist any longer. It feels so good that it takes my breath away.
Look at how beautiful you are,
he tells me, and fills my mind with filthy mental images of his tongue gliding over my wet folds.
How perfect.
Are we playing that game? I try to sound casual, but it's hard to concentrate when it feels as if he's going to lick me right out of my skin. Already I'm quivering with every stroke of his tongue, but this wasn't supposed to be about me. It was supposed to be about me pleasuring him. I lower my head, taking the crown of his cock between my lips once more, and stroking my tongue along the tip. I can feel the full body shudder that tears through him, and his excitement fuels mine. I lick him eagerly, dragging my tongue as pleasurably as I can. I need more of him, though, and I take his length into my mouth, sucking on him and bringing him as deep as I can into my mouth. Vaughn gasps. I love it. His body arches under mine and I feel a hot spurt in my throat. He shudders hard, and then his shorn claws dig into my thighs once more.
Gwen.
His thoughts are so ragged that it makes me gleeful and I redouble my efforts. My dragon growls low and then he's punishing my pussy with heated strokes of his tongue, moving over my clit with the same fierce intensity I'm giving his cock. I whimper around his length, but I don't let go. I'm not letting go until he floods my mouth and I tell him as much with my thoughts. Vaughn snarls and I feel a hand move to my hair. He grabs a handful of my curls and pushes my head lower onto him. And I realize he's fucking my mouth, moving me over his cock. And it's the sexiest fucking thing ever. Even when he pushes so deep that he's butting against the back of my throat and working my gag reflex, I love it. I love how fierce and possessive he is, how lost in need. A moment later, heat bathes my throat, and he's coming so deep inside my mouth that I can't even taste it. I try to swallow it all down, but I have to pull back, letting him flood my mouth.
My Gwen,
he groans, and his brow presses against my ass, his body shuddering as he continues to come, hot seed all over my hands and my chin. I swallow what I can, then clean him with my tongue and lips, because I love this, and adore blowing his mind. I love all of him. Even before I'm finished, he nuzzles at my pussy, tongue stroking over my clit. I can feel him panting, trying to recover. But it's important to him that I come too, and so I move over him, licking at his cock as he works my pussy with his mouth. He teases my clit until I'm rocking back against him, crying out. It doesn't take me long to come, not as worked up as I am. And he cleans me with his mouth too, lapping up every drop and filling my mind with pleasure. We remain as we are, breathless, me sprawled on top of him. I love you, I tell him after a time, drowsy and boneless with contentment. He chuckles.
I know. You have told me that 100 times in the last few moments. I enjoy hearing it, though.
I reluctantly slide off of him and flip to my back, letting the cool air dry some of the sweat on my skin. Vaughn reaches for me, caressing my arm as I do, and I gaze up at the night sky. In the after, there are so many damn stars that it nearly takes my breath away. I gaze up at them, and at the unsightly rift that tears through the edge of the stars. It looks like an open wound in the cosmos, and I think about Azar and his dreams. Please let it be nothing.
It does not matter if it is or if it is not. We will take it as we take all things.
Vaughn tells me and laces his fingers with mine.
Together.
One day at a time, I agree. Just like you said earlier.
That is right. And tonight, I have my mate in my arms and her taste on my tongue. Once she catches her breath, I will pull her against me and claim her body all over again.
He rubs his thumb against my hand, joined to his.
The small things are enough. They will be what get us from one day to the next.
He's right, and I smile over at my mate. One day at a time, with Vaughn at my side, it's more than enough. This concludes Fire in His Spirit by Ruby Dixon. Narrated by Noel Bridges and Jeremy York. Copyright 2018 by Ruby Dixon. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Ruby Dixon, care of Root Literary, and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright there too. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.